This morning, Acts introduces us to an encounter between Philip and a woman by the name of Lydia in the city of Philippi. We are told that Lydia was a dealer of purple cloth. I'm not sure about you, but when I think of purple, I am immediately reminded of the musical genius Prince and his movie Purple Rain. I am also reminded of the vestments that our bishops wear, which are purple, and the first line of the poem by Jenny Joseph, which says, "When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple and a red hat." And I can't leave out that famous quote from Shug Avery in the movie The Color Purple, where she states so prophetically, "I think it pisses God off when you walk by the color purple in a field and don't notice it." I am sure we all have our own feelings about the color purple. And regardless of what we each think, we must admit the purple is a color that we simply cannot ignore. This morning, it is the color purple which draws our attention and recognition to our sister Lydia. Perhaps if Lydia sold goods in green or brown, we might not know much about her. So I thank God for the color purple and for Lydia's life. Today, we are accustomed to purchasing anything in any color we desire, from paint to clothing to furniture. If you're a fan of purple like me, it is quite easy to obtain. But that was not the case during biblical times because dyes were natural. The dye for purple was made from juice found in minute quantities of shellfish. It took thousands of crustaceans to make a yard or two of purple cloth. So not only was it very expensive, but it was also a statement of status and wealth. This is how we learn so much about Lydia, one of the few businesswomen mentioned in the Bible. And so today in Luke Acts, we find Lydia selling purple cloth and purple robes. She is not a local. She is from Thyatira, a town well known for making purple cloth. She seems to be the head of her household. There is no husband around that we know about, even though she is a traveling trader. And if she's a seller of purple, we also know that she is not poor. Lydia also is not Jewish, but she believes in God. She is what the Jews called a God-fearer, someone who worships in the synagogue but hasn't converted completely to Judaism. And there is more to Lydia's story than her wealth and status. Acts tells us that Paul meets Lydia in Philippi by the river because whenever there was not a synagogue, Jews that happened to be in town or passing through were known to meet near the river at the Sabbath, on the Sabbath, to pray. And this is where Lydia goes, and it is where Paul and Silas are as well. Earlier, Paul and Barnabas had traveled through Asia, founding churches and setting people on fire for the gospel. But they had come back to a less than overjoyed welcome from the Jerusalem church, who wanted to know why they were baptizing Gentiles. Paul then has a disagreement with Barnabas, and he sets off on his next journey with Silas instead. And it is during this particular journey, in a way he doesn't quite explain, that Paul felt that the Spirit had forbidden him to go back to Asia. Wherever he tries to go, he feels he is rejected, until finally Paul is called through a dream to Macedonia. Paul goes to Philippi on the outer fringe of the Jewish diaspora, where he too goes to the river, probably looking for Jewish leaders, but he finds there only women praying. And this is Paul's first encounter with Lydia. He meets the woman who will become the cornerstone of the church in Philippi. Paul founded a church in what seemed to be an unlikely place, And it is because, I would say, one of his best success stories that Lydia's light shines so bright. It is through her where we also find that she was so hospitable, she invited Paul and his companions to stay over at his house. Lydia is an example of one whom, once God opened her heart, she believed wholeheartedly and became a servant, often tending to the needs of missionaries. Later on in Paul's mission, he returned to Lydia's home, where he met with other believers and where Lydia had apparently become an active member of the church. And today we honor her as the first documented convert to Christianity in Europe. But today, what I believe is even more important for us as the body of Christ is Lydia's baptism and her conversion. As soon as Lydia believed, she began to work for Christ, and she shared her faith with her family and servants. Lydia not only opened her home to God's people, but she opened her heart and continued a lifetime of faithful service to others. We are told the book of Acts is a journey of the gospel from Jerusalem to Asia and then to Rome. And here, near the middle of the story, as Paul leaves Asia for the first time, he introduces us to Lydia's ministry. And it is here that the message of the gospel crosses the Aegean Sea and moves towards the heart of the Greco-Roman world, where the imperial purple and the message of the kingdom meet. This is not a meeting on a battlefield. This is not a trial of strength. The battle between Roman power and the message of the gospel meet in the heart of a woman who sold luxurious goods to the elite and powerful, and somehow was wise enough to know that there was something more to life. There was more required of her. Lydia was a woman whose heart was anointed and prepared by the Holy Spirit in order to hear God's call. May we too go and do likewise. Amen.